So the shuttlecocks over at the Nelson Adkins are getting restored. They've been there since 1994. They've weathered scorching hot summers, brutally cold winters. And now, after more than three decades, the iconic large-scale models are undergoing a facelift to preserve a historic symbol of Kansas City history. Hopefully, they will be melted down.
No, I love the shuttlecocks.
For their scrap metal.
Stop it.
Don't touch them.
Oh, my God.
You actually aren't supposed to touch them.
It's a voice British
comes
voice.
From up above. Back away from the shuttlecocks.
Well, please do not touch the shuttlecocks.
I have a prom photo from high school leaning against one, and I still don't know how I didn't get yelled at for
careful.
That.
Careful.
Did the voice not come out?
It did not. And I've got the picture.
Huh. All right. And here are the best and worst states to retire. And they factored in everything from lower taxes to weather to healthcare.
I'll tell you this, Kansas and Missouri did not make the top best list. I think we were somewhere in the boring old middle. Are they all on the northeast coast? Are
no.
we talking New England and, you know?
Definitely. I only have the top 10 here.
And they only listed the top 12. They didn't do all 50.
Okay.
Okay. I only have the top 10 in front of me. And 1, 2, 3 are from the New England
is
area.
Is it Connecticut, Maine, Rhode
Connecticut
Island?
Is not in the top 10. Maine is number 3.
Okay.
Best places to retire.
Okay.
Maine is number 3. It is not what you would think. Keep in mind, they factored in taxes, weather, which is why it's right. odd that Maine is in third, and health care.
Is like a North or South Carolina on there?
Negative, Ghost Rider.
I got nothing.
Taxes. Is Texas on there?
Texas is number 4.
There you go.
They do not have a state income tax. That is correct.
Okay.
Number 10, neighboring Nebraska.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Yep. Oh, check that. No, Nebraska, I misread this. It's mislabeled in this story. Nebraska finishes at the bottom with the 5th worst state to retire in. It ranks low in affordability and also has the highest average homeowner's insurance premium, according to Bankrate.
Yeah.
Well, that is the most confusing list I've ever seen.
This list is extremely confusing. So let me go back over this. Idaho is the 5th best state to retire in.
Idaho?
Mm-hmm. Arkansas is the 4th worst state to retire in.
Okay.
I see how they're doing this.
Bouncing back and forth.
They're bouncing back and forth between 5th best, 5th worst.
Ah.
Vermont is the 4th best state to retire in.
Okay.
Oklahoma is the 3rd worst place to retire in. Wyoming is the 3rd best place to retire in.
No state income tax.
Texas is the 2nd worst state to retire
in.
Also no state income tax.
But 2nd worst.
Huh.
Poor weather, because they get tornadoes and hurricanes. Maine is the 2nd best state to retire in.
Okay.
Louisiana is the worst state to retire in.
Well,
nobody likes
down south.
Nobody likes Louisiana.
Well, that's not fair to say about Texas, because you're not going to get a tornado and a hurricane in the same city. That's just a big state.
All right, what's number one?
Number one is New Hampshire.
New Hampshire.
Best state to retire in.
No state income tax.
Claim the number one spot as the best place to retire in the United States. Provides a good mix of affordability and quality of life. Have you ever been to New Hampshire?
No, I'm going to go leaf peeping, I swear.
We went there in the summer of 2021 and stayed on an island in the middle of Lake... Ooh, what was the name of that lake? Lake Winnetonka.
Okay.
And it was gorgeous.
Oh, I'm sure.
New Hampshire.
I love New Hampshire.
New Hampshire is a beautiful, beautiful place.
I shall go.
And they have just a little bit of coastline.
Okay.
Just a little coastline on the Atlantic Ocean.
Going to go do a fall foliage tour.
You know what? I am now of the age that the old leaf peeping tour is very attractive to me, Sam.
And you could bird while you're there?
I could be a birder. I could be a leaf peeper. Although
I wouldn't go near the birds.
You know, if you live in New England, they hate the leaf peepers. They really do. They love the tourism dollars, but it's like, all right, Marge, get out of here.
You're going to hate the wrath that you leave behind you, too, if you get close to those birds.
Yeah, nothing but death. 913-586-7798. Don't forget, tomorrow at 5, it is Festivus Friday, the airing of the grievances, and that is brought to you by Q39.